Gregory Rodriguez is immersed in immigration issues here in California. He wrote a book called Mongrels, Bastards, Orphans, and Vagabonds, Mexican Immigration and the Future of Race in America. He says the key for the candidates, Democrats and Republicans, is to talk about immigration without getting into issues of race.
The majority of Latino voters in the United States are U.S. born, and U.S. and the majority of them are Mexican American, and there is no natural alliance between latter generation Mexican American voters and undocumented immigrants who arrived last Tuesday. There's a sense of sympathy once they're attacked, and this is a sense that when the attack against the illegal immigrant gets to be racialized, and there's a sense like, hey, wait a second, are they making distinctions between illegal immigrants and legal immigrants? And then, wait a second, are they making a distinction between that illegal immigrant they don't like and me, who's, you know, fourth generation Mexican-American? Give me an example, if I may. Pre-1994, Proposition 187, the Anti-Illegal Immigrant Initiative in California. By late summer, the LA Times poll showed that at least a majority of Latino voters were in favor of Proposition 187, were in favor. Now, as we got closer to the November election date, that rhetoric, the anti-immigrant rhetoric, became so racialized and so nasty. And then you suddenly realize this is not about cost effectiveness. This is not about budgets. This is about race. Then Mexican Americans, Latino voters, voted overwhelmingly against Proposition 27. That's the point. It says is that if the Republicans or the immigration reform people, let's say, wanted to really make this a broad-based issue that included Mexican Americans, then they would have to really take out the race. And I don't know if it's possible at this point, the racial overtones to the issue.
Wasn't that the strategy when President Bush first unveiled his proposal, immigration reform, and Senator McCain backed it, and there were some leading Republicans back it? That proposal failed in Congress and it has been dropped. And now people don't seem to be one. They don't seem to want to talk about that anymore.
1998 was his gubernatorial reelection campaign in Texas. What made him the standout Republican candidate nationally? It was his ability to get Mexican-American votes in Texas. The best example is that he won El Paso County, which I think hadn't voted Republican for a statewide office in something like 40 years. He won it in 1998 by about 400 votes. So Bush made a big push. But it's a simplification of the national newspapers to say this was to court Hispanics. This was a governor of a border state. This is a business governor. It was business groups that he was appeasing as much, if not more, than Hispanic voters. I mean, the people make the mistake.
I mean, the businesses that are hiring immigrants.
Absolutely. This is a business issue for him. The irony of the Bush years was that Bush's push to attract Latino voters made Latinos the belle of the ball in the 2000 election. And it put Democrats, who had long taken this electorate for granted, on notice. 2000 was the election which the Latinos were the soccer moms and dads. We've already seen Bush did not run in his second time around for president as a compassionate conservative. He ran as a hawk. So to have the Republicans not go after Latinos is to have the Democrats get lazy again and to have the Latino voter no longer quartered in the way they were in 2000. That's unfortunate because I think for the benefit of the Latino electorate, I think they want both parties heartily courting their support.
Gregory Rodriguez is the author of the new book called Mongrels, Bastards, Orphans, and Vagabonds, Mexican Immigration and the Future of Race in America. Gregory Rodriguez, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.